When scientists first spelled out the human genome 15 years ago, there were high hopes that we'd soon understand how we inherit characteristics like height. Well, not so fast. A huge effort to find height-related genes can only explain a fraction of this trait so far. Here's NPR's Richard Harris on the latest push to get the full story.
You may remember hearing about the 19th century monk Gregor Mendel, who discovered that traits in his garden peas could be passed predictably from one generation to the next. But Joel Hirshhorn at Boston Children's Hospital says scientists knew most stories of inheritance were not so simple.
People's height didn't behave like Mendel's peas. It wasn't like you had two tall people and they either had a very tall person or they had a short person. Often the child was kind of partway in between the parents.
Scientists 100 years ago realized that height was influenced by many genes, and each makes a small contribution. So when the human genome was sequenced, scientists like Hirshhorn thought, I know, if we sample enough people, we can find all those genes and finally understand how height, and in fact most other human traits, are shaped by our genes.
It started slow, and then it kind of accelerated, and for height, there are now about 700 variants that are known to affect height, each of them usually with a pretty small effect on height, like a millimeter or less.
That effort involves studying more than 700,000 volunteer subjects. And even so, the traits they found only explain about a quarter of the inherited height factors. For most of those variants, the scientists have no idea what they actually do. Mostly, these genetic markers are in mysterious bits of DNA between genes, which makes it hard to figure out their roles. Hirshhorn and his army of colleagues report in Nature that they have now tried a new tack.
So for this study, what we wanted to do is we wanted to find variants that were directly in the genes themselves and that could more directly point to, aha, this is the important gene.
And you found a few spectacular ones.
We did. So we found some that if you carry them, you might actually be an inch taller or an inch shorter as opposed to just the millimeter difference that we had found with the previous variants.
They are still very far away from identifying all the genes involved with height, but these new findings do help them better understand the underlying biochemistry. Konstantin Stratakis at the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development says, so far, most understanding of height has come from scientists who study children who have abnormal growth patterns.
There are rare experiments of nature that have told us that these genes are involved in the regulation of growth.
He discovered one of those rare genes.
It leads to gigantism. It leads to babies that double or triple their length within the first year of life.
Clues like that have been most useful for treating height disorders, but Stratakis hopes that eventually these gene searching methods will provide leads for future treatments. The bigger lesson here is figuring out how the biology of a complex trait like height really works. Rare variants can sometimes make a big difference.
But most of the time, it's all about systems that interact, that define how an organism behaves or grows or has a disease, develops a trait, and so on. And although it is humbling to see the complexity, at this point, it's not unexpected.
And meanwhile, Joel Hirshhorn and his huge collaboration are charging forward, still hoping to reveal more of the genes involved in height. They're expanding their already massive study of 700,000 subjects to find more genes. That's drawn skepticism from some scientists who think that finding yet more traits of unknown purpose won't help anything. Hirshhorn is undeterred.
So we probably won't get all the way to explaining 100% of the genetic factors, but in some sense, that's not really our goal. Our goal is to use the genetics to try to do our best at understanding the biology.
And height is just a convenient target for understanding complex genetic traits. Hirshhorn and his colleagues are also digging into traits that make people susceptible to diabetes and obesity. Richard Harris, NPR News.